This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today in Your Health, counseling for young people. We're going to look at mental health on college campuses. But we begin with teens and exercise. It is well known that routine physical activity benefits both body and mind. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on a study that examines how much exercise can improve a teenager's attitude.
Researchers found physical activity can help teenagers in two powerful ways. One is confidence. Take 16-year-old volleyball player Jennifer Ramirez.
I've made something of myself, I feel. I feel like I'm not just like everyone else. Like, we all work hard to be something, and like it pays off and people recognize it. So it feels good.
Then there's sociability, friends. Here's 17-year-old teammate Carly O'Sullivan.
I really don't care what other people think anymore. So I could be myself around anyone. And I think a lot of people have grown friendships with them because I really like myself.
Both girls are on the Bogota High School volleyball team in northern New Jersey. And their experience gaining confidence and winning friends illustrates just what researchers in the Netherlands found when they surveyed 7,000 Dutch students between the ages of 11 and 16. The study appeared in the journal Clinical Psychological Science. Yale University child psychologist Alan Kasdan is editor. He says the findings show just how bountiful the benefits of exercise can be.
I think it'd be too strong to call it an elixir, but it has the broad effects of something like that.
In the study, teenagers who took part in organized sports had a more positive self-image and greater self-esteem than teens who weren't physically active. They were simply happier, says Kasdan, more grounded and less likely to engage in problematic behavior.
Like social withdrawal and anxiety, and also getting into trouble and being aggressive against others and being overactive. Those things are lower with increased exercise.
And that positive self-image extended into the classroom. Carly O'Sullivan.
I think that my thoughts are more valuable now. And even if I have like the wrong answer or whatever, at least I'm making an effort to participate.
The study also found that kids who were on teams had more friends. That could be the result of greater confidence or simply the camaraderie of being on a team. Jennifer Ramirez.
We're pretty much like a family. I could trust them, like they're like my sisters, and that's what I really like.
Jennifer and Carly's volleyball team has worked with sports psychology coach Greg Chertuk. He says when it comes to being more sociable, the study findings are something of a chicken and egg dilemma. Does the exercise make teenagers more confident, or do more confident teenagers take part in sports?
I think that teenagers who have positive self-perceptions are more likely to test their mettle and to insert themselves into competitive environments and to insert themselves into mentally and physically demanding situations.
Now, the findings don't mean every teenager should be on a sports team. Exercise in any form, says psychologist Kasdan, is well worth it. That could be a dance class or jogging, Wii Sports, any physical activity. With school budget cuts, though, physical education is often the first thing to go. A big mistake, says Kasdan.
Mental and physical health are enhanced by this. And this might be the first class you include in any school curriculum rather than the one you get rid of. And you would do it even if you didn't like exercise, because we know now that exercise enhances school academic performance.
That, along with the social and emotional benefits found in this study, add up to a strong argument for teenagers to either take part in sports or to commit themselves to some form of daily exercise. Patty Neiman, NPR News.